Muslims love America who live here. According to the polls, according to the Pew polls, 92% of Muslims in America say they love being American.
So this is a myth
that Muslims don't love America.
Patrick Ben David just had a Muslim on his show.
Please.
You ready?
Go on.
Here we go. If Muslims...
Mahdi Hassan.
Patrick Ben David said if he wasn't allowed in legally, he would come in illegally.
The difference between you and I...
And I got to give him credit for that. Now, there's a lot I want to talk about, and I'm going to link it all back together in his latest interview with the Muslim Mahdi Hassan.
40 countries, see what it's like.
I understand.
You live there.
You're jumping around.
I'm
we'll
not.
Talk about,
what I'm,
well, you were
you
talking about the economy.
Iraq, Iran. I'll let you finish your thought, and then I'll go back to my question that I had.
And this all comes fairly quickly after I've been reminding my friend Patrick from time to time to just be fair and balanced and have a Muslim on to have a conversation, because it's very often that you're talking about Islam.
You did a show recently, or not recently, I looked it up because I knew we were going to talk about Islam here. You have a show on YouTube called Islam's Hidden Threat to the West.
Mm-hmm.
You have another headline, Will Muslims Run America in 30 Years?
Now, it was nice to see Mahdi Hassan called it out, exactly what I've been telling him privately and publicly, respectfully, and especially in our last conversation, which I'll get to, which was right after what had happened in this terror, this attack in the mosque in San Diego, where PBD and his crew was just completely silent, total silence. And it's quite the opposite. Whenever anything has to do with a Muslim, can be mentally deranged, sick in the head, but they do their best to connect it somehow to Islam and always have something to say.
Father and son terrorists, okay? Islamist terrorists.
But most of the terrorists are Muslim.
It's a fact.
They're trying to reverse.
And while this is going on, three Americans killed in ISIS attack in Syria, possibly motivated by Iran attacks, Quran found in car, SFBI, ICE, terrorism.
U.S. launches powerful strikes against Islamic State.
And now, what kind of friend would I be if I didn't point out to him and remind him of the obvious, these double standards?
That's racist. You let it 99.9% of your refugees are white people who are not refugees, and you don't allow people from Iran, Iraq, Syria. And the second point is, Donald Trump wouldn't have allowed you into this country, and yet you sit and support. You voted for him three times. Donald Trump would not have allowed little Patrick Bet David into this country. How do you feel about that?
You're so funny.
Just in case he didn't see it, what's a friend for? Then to point these things out and help him. And somebody who's humble is going to go ahead and reflect, think, ponder, and grow. So that's always been my intention. Now, here's what's interesting, and I think this is also a big disrespect to Patrick. After he had connected me recently with his co-host Vinny, and Vinny seemed interested to talk.
So this kind of goes into this one, something that happened to us last week. So I get a call on a Saturday. We're going to dinner. I think we're going to Eddie V's or something.
Yeah.
We're going to dinner. And I get a call from this guy named Eddie, who's a nice guy. He's coming here. I've been on a show before. He's a Muslim guy, runs a YouTube channel, good size YouTube channel.
Nice guy.
Million plus subs. And bring him over to the house. We sit down. We have a conversation together. And he tells me about, you know, his beliefs. And he meets my chef. We cook him a meal. We had a good conversation. And then all of a sudden,
I thought we were going to talk privately. We didn't have to talk publicly like this. But fast forward, we had this tragic event that happened at the mosque, this attack recently. And I reached out to both of them.
A lot, like we got a message from a guy this weekend who's a Muslim.
And basically, I told him the same thing. And I'll go ahead and read out the message. I don't have permission, or am I that type of person to go ahead and read out theirs, but here's what I said. So I said, hey, Vinny, one thing that genuinely surprised me is that despite how major this tragedy was, I haven't seen you guys publicly condemn it or even acknowledge it, especially considering innocent people were unalived and children were nearly massacred inside a mosque. And I think that silence is part of the double standard many people are noticing today. If this had happened at a church or a synagogue, or if the attacker had any connection to Islam, there's no doubt it would have been heavily discussed, as they always do. And I said, I made it clear, look, I'm not saying this to attack you in any way. I'm simply hoping you reflect on it sincerely. At the end of the day, innocent blood is innocent blood, regardless of religion. And if we truly want less hatred and violence in society, we have to be willing to condemn it consistently and stop feeding narratives that dehumanize entire groups of people. And this is exactly what Mehdi Hizan was talking about this these dehumanizing messages that they're putting out.
Number one, please let's not talk in this demonizing way about Muslim communities being a threat to you, because it has real world consequences. We just saw in San Diego, a mosque was attacked by two Nazi teenagers.
Now, here's what's interesting now. Check this out. This is where Patrick and Vinny talk about a Muslim who called them, and I just happened to reach out to both of them at the same time this happened. And then I got this sent to me. Who are they talking about?
We got a message from a guy this weekend who's a Muslim. Can't believe you're doing this, Vinny. It's because of you that the shooting happened. Yeah. You're the one that's...
What?
Do you think he's a demon? Do you think that guy's a demon?
I don't think he's necessarily a demon, Pat, but what is his soul captured by and who is he answering
Not
to?
The one you and I are free of.
100%.
But guess what? That's his choice.
What I sent and what this other supposed Muslim said, oh, I can't believe you're doing this, Vinny, and you're blaming it. Does that sound like the message that I read? Does that sound like the same description what was said? You guys tell me. Demon possessed. I'll discuss this more in a different episode. This is not what I want to focus on. I want to focus on Mehdi Hizan.
I would say just have a sense of what the real world consequences of our rhetoric can be. Words have consequences. Crazy people out there can pick up weapons and think Muslims are coming to take over my country.
The one thing I would say is kind of a disrespect from Vinny towards Patrick is, since Patrick is the one that connected us.
And I call Eddie. And Eddie's like, you know, where are you? Well, I said, listen, FaceTime.
Yes.
Who's with you?
Me
and Vinny. I have Eddie watch this. I said, Eddie, is that true?
And he said, no.
I said, Eddie, is that true?
No.
5 seconds he's looking.
Yeah, he's
at me.
Waiting.
He says, no, that's not true.
Where we could go ahead and talk privately. And then when some of this obvious double standard was brought up and respectfully, the guy, you just end up blocking me. I mean, he connected us for a reason, didn't he, Vinny? For us to have a civil conversation, to talk. Besides that, it's not really what I want to focus on. Let's get back to the Muslim guests that they finally had on the program, Mehdi Hizan, and this is where Islam comes up.
You did a show recently, or not recently, I looked it up because I knew we were going to talk about Islam here. You have a show on YouTube called Islam's Hidden Threat to the West.
Mm-hmm.
You have another headline, Will Muslims Run America in 30 Years? Now, I know you like to host good faith discussions and debates, but you have to understand, if people get this in their feeds, in their social media all the time, are you telling me that people are not going to start? If they hear Micah Beckwith of Indiana say Islam is a demonic religion, and then they hear guests on your show saying Islam's a threat to the West, and they hear Randy Fine saying Sharia law has taken over America, you don't think two Nazi teenagers with guns are going to go, well, I'm going to go deal with this mosque down my street? You're telling me there's no link between that?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to say there's no link between that. Of course
we have to be careful. Let's not. Yeah. We know that demonizing minority communities, look what happened to synagogues.
Dude.
And I would say the same thing about the Jewish community. We have to be careful about our criticism of Israel
so
it doesn't lead to attacks on Jews.
The question becomes, for me, it's all on data. Meaning, if you live in my community, you make it safer, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
If you come and you create jobs, I'm all for it. If you come and you assimilate, you don't.
What does that equal? That equals now this dehumanizing, this demonizing language. This is a totally different discussion. And this is exactly what he agreed with, Mehdi Hizan. This is exactly in my messages, my correspondence, what I was reiterating. Exactly what he agreed with now.
Yeah,
come on.
No, I'm not going to say there's no link between that. Of course,
we have to be careful.
This point here, this kind of rhetoric that they are constantly pushing, and he agreed that this is the stuff now that will go ahead and can motivate what had just happened in San Diego. Let's go to another part here on the PBD with their Muslim guest, Mehdi Hizan.
And I just do want to come back to the Islam question.
Let's do it.
Muslims love America who live here. According to the polls, According to the Pew polls, 92% of Muslims in America say they love being American.
So this is a myth
that Muslims don't love America.
No,
and by the way,
I have Muslims who work for me. Right afterwards, come with me. I'll take them to them if you want to meet them.
So my point is, and their families are worried for their safety right now. Every Muslim in America,
I know. They are. I think they feel the safest in America.
Let's talk to you guys afterwards.
I think they feel the safest in America.
Every Muslim I know, Patrick, trust me on this one. I spend a lot of time with Muslims. Every Muslim I know is worried about what they're going to do. They have a plan B. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go live if it becomes intolerable?
Go ahead and leave America. How come they don't?
Because they love America.
That's the point. They feel the safest.
But it's changing, right?
But if.
You don't think
12 years.
See, this is good. At least Patrick, and I give him credit for that, he was engaging with the Muslim here. I hope it's a start. I hope we can move it up a notch. But Vinny totally crashed out. Totally. And it's very embarrassing. I mean, this is a disrespect, I think, really, Vinny, for Patrick, who connected us, that now the same point I was bringing up to you, and you couldn't handle it maturely. You had to go ahead and just block a brother. It's unbelievable. And we're here now communicating, getting you this message with the people going to get to you from me.
A lot. Like, we got a message from a guy this weekend who's a Muslim.
And hopefully you come to your senses, you calm down from the emotional ride you went on, if you're still on it, and then we can engage privately. Let's get to the final clip, and this is one of the most important points of the discussion here.
Every game. I just said to you earlier, this stuff has real world consequences.
Oh, this,
three
this
Muslims
stuff has real
just
world
got
consequences.
Killed. Three
this,
Muslims just
this,
got killed
this stuff has real
in a
world
mosque
consequences.
In San Diego because Republican Party racist rhetoric. And do you know what? Republican congressman couldn't even condemn it. I assume you condemn what happened in San Diego.
We 100% condemned it.
Do you know Republicans wouldn't do it until they were forced to do it? Brandon Gill was asked on the congressional corridor. I'm not asking you to speak. I'm telling you it's bad, right, that what they did, not condemn it.
But do you realize you think it's also bad that everything we had to hear in 2022 with Biden getting elected?
See, he's shifting the conversation. I mean, he said you condemned it, Patrick, but that's not true. Show me where you condemned it, please. Show me where, when you condemned it, because when it happened, you guys didn't come out. I made that video because of that. I was trying to communicate with you guys. Your boy Vinny ends up blocking me. So I make the video discussing it. And I think the next day, you guys did make, you said something about it. And that was in that clip that I just showed. The Muslim, you know, like you just said, contacted us.
A lot, like we got a message from a guy this weekend who's a Muslim. Can't believe you're doing this, Vinny. It's because of you that the shooting happened. Yeah. You're the one that's...
What?
Do you think he's a demon? Do you think that guy's a demon?
I don't think he's necessarily a demon, Pat, but what is his soul captured by and who is he answering
Not
to?
The one you and I are free of.
100%.
But guess what? That's his choice.
Who's that Muslim? I mean, you guys figure it out. And there was very little discussion about it. It wasn't in the title, nothing. And it was just kind of like, you know, brushed up very quickly. Glossed over, and you guys went on with business. But usually, again, anytime there's some kind of connection that you can make with Islam, even though those guys were connected, and I go over this, you can watch the video, I'll put it at the end, and you can see the connection. It's clearly they were in a crusade, they were connected to the guys, Andrew, the guy from New Zealand, and their methodology in the manifesto, it was clear who they were inspired by. These were Christians. We're not blaming Christianity. I've made that clear. But if there was any kind of, if it was flipped and these guys had any kind of symbolism or they had, or any kind of mention of some Daesh or ISIS, anything, this would have been, I mean, all over the media. You guys would have been discussing it. You would have been discussing Islam. You would have smeared it left and right, like you guys always try to do. That's the point. This last part.
The line about Muslims is really scary because they say, we don't hate Muslims. We hate Islam. We hate the invasion of our country. That is rhetoric that you hear on right-wing media. That is rhetoric that you hear in the House of Representatives. That is what you hear from Randy Fine. That is what you hear from Republicans. That is what you hear in America. So that is not just some Nazi shooter. That is mainstream rhetoric that has been mainstreamed on the right, and has real-world consequences. Mm-hmm. If you say, look, I've seen some of your shows. You've talked about Muslims praying in Times Square, that being some kind of threat. I would say just have a sense of what the real world consequences of our rhetoric can be. Words have consequences. Crazy people out there can pick up weapons and think Muslims are coming to take over my country. You know.
This type of rhetoric is very dangerous, and I hope and I pray that Mehdi Hassan, this Muslim he had on the show, hopefully some of his words penetrated not only Patrick intellectually, but also in his heart, and Vinny, and they can kind of shift away from this hate propaganda, this type of rhetoric, this dehumanization, this demonizing of Muslims, this constant attack on Islam.
That are worried about Sharia law making it into America.
I would say, please do not worry. You're being lied to. You're being gaslit. You're being distracted. This is a fake moral panic that's been blown up.
Because it'll never happen, or because Sharia law is not that bad?
Because it's not two different things. One, number one, Sharia law is not what you think it is, but that we can park that for discussion for a moment. I'll come to that. It's not happening. There's nobody I know who's pushing Sharia law in this country. It's completely fake, and it's being pushed in ridiculous places, not just Texas, Oklahoma, Indiana. Did you see the lieutenant governor of Indiana said recently, we need to hate Islam. It's a demonic religion, right? And I'm going to fight radical Islam and Sharia. How many, do you know what the population of Muslim population of Indiana is? Less than 1%.
And they can continue on this path of inviting Muslims like they just invited Mehdi Hassan, knowledgeable Muslims who can come on, and we can have discussions like we just saw here, where somebody can go ahead and give the numbers, the data, the facts, push back with some truth, with much truth, like they got to be exposed here. And you can see, obviously, Mehdi Hassan, he did a great job here. We commend him. And we commend Patrick for finally bringing on a Muslim. So with that said, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I'll go ahead and leave the video so you can see what I'm talking about. You should have it up here in a few. The one I made that I'm discussing, their complete silence. See you next time. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.